Welcome to Everyday Witch, the podcast. Join head witches Tess and Nikki as we discuss our lives and invite you to embrace the magic.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tess.
I'm Nikki.
And we're the Everyday Witches. So today we're going to have Liz on, who, if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see all the hair changes I've made and all the beautiful work she's done because she is my hairstylist, but she also owns multiple businesses.
We love the fact that she is a multifaceted entrepreneur, and we're very, very excited to have her on our show. We'll drop the link in the captions of the podcast so that you're able to go ahead and follow her and view her work for all of her business adventures.
Yeah, so Liz wanted to create products that help you connect to your divine feminine energy with jewelry, and every piece from jewelry to bath and body to ritual products. She puts intention into every piece and cleanses her bottles with incense, adds crystals to literally anything she can, and herbs to help guide you into the path you're meant to be on, to discover your own inner magic. Your daily rituals should not only be relaxing, but should restart your mindset to realign you with your true self. She is also a hairstylist, as I mentioned, and she brings the same energy behind the chair. Beauty is all around us, and she loves to incorporate this in everything she does. She's been featured in Modern Salon, nominated for One Shot Award in 2021, and has been featured in Allure Magazine and Glamour Magazine. So she has a lot of things going on, and we're really excited to interview her and learn more.
Fantastic, and like we do with every episode, before we dive right into our interview and hanging out with you guys, we're going to go ahead and set our intentions with a little sound healing and our tarot card pull. All right, well, let's go ahead and deep breath and relax and settle in. On the mellow sounds of the rain, KPPX. Do you know what that's from?
It sounds really familiar.
It's from a movie called Airheads with Brandon Fraser and Steve Buscemi and Adam Sandler.
Okay. Oh, my God. I might have seen it.
Oh, my God. Okay, you have to watch it. I got another friend to watch it. She's like, it's so good. And I'm like, there's nothing like that movie, but...
Okay. Today's card is the Hermit, which symbolizes kind of going within yourself and isolating for a little bit, like not being out in the world or around other people so you can really understand who you are as a person without any outside influence, and you will get to know yourself as a whole person. So this week, maybe focus on yourself instead of outside influences or outside drama, and focus on what you truly want. Yeah, I think that relates a lot in general. Like, with life, it's hard to not focus on everything else that's happening that might not necessarily matter, but it's a big distraction, and it seems really important at that time. And it's hard to not get distracted by all that noise.
Right. No, and, like, I believe we're in the transition of a new moon right now, mm-hmm, as well, and, like, I've been hermiting a lot lately, and it's more out of a necessity for my own, like, self-healing and growing, and, like, when you read that, that really registered, but I'm finding that I'm a lot more happy right now, but, like, by forcing myself to shut off all the outside noise and not check my phone constantly and not be watching TV or doing, like, those things that, like, distract from what I need to be doing, and just putting my head down and doing the work, and, like, it's been nice, but it also, at the same time, there's a small part of you is like, am I missing out on something? Like, mm-hmm, should I be doing something else? So, yeah, it's very interesting. I always find our card pulls very introspective.
Yes, I think they're pretty accurate to what is happening, you know. Today we're joined by Liz, and thanks for joining us.
I'm happy to be here.
All right, so we're going to start with what inspired you to get into hair, and do you have a favorite technique or style to do?
Honestly, for one, that is a very, that's a wide question, what inspired me to get into hair in general was honestly probably the artistry behind it. For me, it was a matter of, and my story's a little bit, you know, interesting. I'll start with the fact that I got into a, and I know you know this, but I got into a car wreck back in 2015 and had a severe brain injury because of it. And so I had actually, because of that, lost about, from what I can gather now, about 7 years of my life total. And who I was before the car accident, I grew up with a lot of an artistic background. And so for me, it was the only thing that felt natural. And it was the only thing that felt, I guess what you could say is normal. And so I will never forget, I just had this, it felt like a gut calling. Like I just was like, I need to be in hair school. And of course, you know, I hesitated for a little bit. Once I had joined, I ended up picking up a paintbrush, and that was the end of it, honestly. Like, it was just so natural and so normal and such an expressive thing for me that I couldn't stop doing it. And I was inspired by everything, anything textural and nature-driven and colors and just, you know, Renaissance and everything about it. I was like, oh my God, I could translate that into hair and actually create what I'm feeling and thinking and put it on a canvas on somebody and watch them walk away. And it was just so freaking cool. Yeah. So, am I allowed to curse?
Yeah. Yeah. Are you kidding me? When I listen back to the podcast, I'm like, I swear way too much. Like,
okay, cool. Because I was going to be like, it was really fucking cool. But
yes. Yeah. I'm like, I swear all the time. And she's over here like, double H-E hockey sticks. Like, now you make me look like the worst person.
I mean, I am from Utah, so, I mean, I can get creative. You know, I can be like, shut the front door, you know?
Yes. The crazy thing is, though, is, like, when I'm not in, like, professional mode, I cuss all the time. Like, when I'm not in...
Oh, behind the chair. I'm like, fuck that. But, you know, I didn't know if you guys were going to be...
Yeah.
Be like, oh.
That's so incredible, though, that, like, you know, you got inspired to do hair, and then did the car accident, like, strengthen that love for this, or was that, like, how you got into everything?
Yes. Okay. Absolutely. The weirdest and coolest thing happened, and the saddest thing happened, all in one time, and as a lot of us are aware with a lot of our backgrounds spiritually, it's incredible what the universe can really just land on your doorstep. And, you know, ancestrally, what is dictated to you that you need to go through. And I woke up the following day after that car accident and was completely a whole different person. Like, I, you know, imagine living in a body that you wake up every single day and you don't know who you are. You don't know what you like. You don't know what you're interested in. Nothing. And you feel like you're putting on, and I know I told you this, I think, last time you were there. I'm not entirely sure. But you feel like every single day you put on a costume of who you are. And so it's this weird displacement, but that always felt normal to me. And so I couldn't explain it for the longest time, and it was only recently that I could. But I was like, I don't know really what it is, but this feels right. So it was a really cool thing. But it just, I can't even, like, I put it into words that it was like, it was just like a third arm. Like, it just felt so normal. So
it's interesting, like, you doing hair, and especially with, like, Vivids and stuff, because that's,
I love Vivids.
That's like people really knowing who they are, right? If you're gonna do Vivids, you have to be, like, super confident or wanting to do them, not just like, I'm not sure about this, because you're changing. Yeah. You're making a serious change, and I feel like you went on this journey to finding who you were. And I think that's kind of the same in a way.
It does. It translates it into that. And, you know, waking up that following day and not knowing who I was a whole different journey in itself. And so being able to, you know, not really know how to express myself, but then finding a medium where I could was such an amazing thing. And then we just recently discovered from my optometrist that I actually, you don't know this. This is exciting. I'm like, I get to tell you something you don't know. I see color differently, which totally explains why I color and do everything that I do. So I don't see color the way that everyone else does. And it what that means is that for me, when I see something that's fully saturated, like if you see like a neon yellow, right? To me, take that, times it by 10. So for me, when I'm mixing colors and putting things together, I'm seeing everything in almost like ultra, like HD. And so it honestly kind of made me even step even further into that creative part of my brain and made it to where I was able to discover things that I was like, oh my fucking God, like this is incredible. So yeah, it's there's a certain amount of confidence with it. Like I definitely, I think after going through something like that, I was able to not really be afraid anymore.
Yeah.
You kind of can't be.
Exactly.
You know? But, I mean, there's definitely days where I'm like, oh, is this going to look good? But, you know. I mean, thank God for your head of hair, because then I'm able to actually put things together. But, I mean, you know, every single time we do something, we're like, oh, is that going to, you know, look weird? Eh, let's try it. You know? And then we love it each time.
Yeah. I think the one that was the most, like, sketchy is the red that we did.
Oh, my God. That was stressful.
Like, are you sure you want to do this? I'm like, let's just fucking do it. Just do it. And then you're like, okay. I don't know how this is going to look.
It was so stressful but so rewarding. Like, I still get, and thank you so much for allowing me to do that. I still get so many people that will message me privately and ask for that formula. Yeah. I'm not kidding, yeah. I get a lot of people. Actually, your head was just featured on Paul Mitchell EDU's Instagram.
That's such a weird sentence.
You're like all over the world. Cool. Yeah.
Yay.
You're like all over the world, my guy.
That's how I thought when Wear Life featured me in their email campaign. I was like,
exactly. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good feeling. It really is. But
so is that your favorite thing to work with is Vivids? Is that like your passion? Like Vivid hair dye?
I don't know if I would say it's my only passion.
Not only, but I mean like your one of your favorites. Like
yeah definitely, definitely. Yeah. I was actually originally trained to do Vivids. Okay. So that was what I went into the hair industry for. And what's funny is I do a lot more naturals now and I have another love for that. But like separately speaking, I feel like I am my most creative and most artistically driven when I'm doing Vivids. To me, it feels like actually painting. Not necessarily just like, oh, wow, I'm turning your head pink, you know. It's like I'm actually creating something that, in my mind, I look at it as like I'm painting a sculpture in a way, you know. Like, I can picture it like that. Yes. So.
Well, since you have three businesses, what advice would you have for anyone thinking about being an entrepreneur?
Life-work balance.
Does anyone have that?
I'm like, don't listen to me. I mean, I got really lucky because I didn't start the other two until I got settled with the first one. So I didn't like start one and then get bored and then start another and so on and so forth. I waited until I was pretty successful in my first one to then start venturing out. But if I could give any advice, oh my God. I mean, you know, I think I would go back to what you were saying, and I know we've had a conversation about this before too, but like, just don't be afraid. Like, if you have an idea and you think it's kick ass, just fucking do it. Like, there's no one stopping. Who's gonna stop you? Yeah. You know, like, who's gonna stop you? I mean, they might not buy it. Okay. Add it to your, you know, list of accomplishments that you did, you know? There's always somebody out there who's going to love what you make and love what you do. And it's okay that it's not for everybody. But the fact that you were not afraid and that you just did it says so much about yourself.
Very true. Yeah, that's very true. That's what I tell people a lot. You know, like, I don't want to look back 20 years from now and go, I wish I would have done this. Like, And that's the neat thing, because we're always transitioning through life, right? Like, so even if, like you said, if maybe some, if nobody buys it, you still created it, and it transitions you into a new space, and it could, you know, create a new passion or a new
start, 100%.
You know, a new path every time. 100%. And so I really resonate with that, yeah.
It's a wonderful thing. And, you know, I never look at any one of my products as like, oh my God, it was a failure. Like, never. You know, I might see a client only once and they never come back. That doesn't mean that I failed. It means that I got to create something really super kick-ass and they loved it and they know where to find me. So, you know, I think it translates into anything that you do.
Yeah.
You know, and there's always someone out there who will love it. And to them, it's the best thing that they've ever fucking found.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you're like, oh, I didn't. That was like the one thing I didn't like making. You know? It always happens.
And then the one thing you like love, nobody
buys. No one wants it. I made a spray. I think I told you this too. I made a spray and I loved it. Okay. And it sounds great. Everyone loves it. It's tobacco, peach, and campfire.
Ooh.
Like, I wanted the smell of like you just got fresh out of a seance. Like, that's what I wanted. And no one loves it. So, you know, go on my website and buy it.
That's funny about the clarity spray I made. It was like jasmine, anise, and lavender. And I was like fucking obsessed with it. And nobody bought
it. I spray it on me every day. I'm like, this is great. No one loves it. Like, it's so rude. I put my heart and soul into this.
Everyone always say, like, it smells like licorice. And I'm like, why? Like, whatever.
I know, everybody gets offended at the campfire, and I'm like, don't you want to smell like that? Like, oh my God, you know? You don't smell like an ashtray. Like, come on.
I don't think people actually know what tobacco actually smells like.
Yeah, it's like sweet tobacco is such a musky, like, alluring smell, and it's so, you know, manly in such different ways, and I'm like, oh my God, why wouldn't you want to smell like that with a little bit of peach? Like,
there's also no really, like, campfires out here.
Yeah, you know, we are in the desert.
Yeah, it is harder.
Yeah.
That's actually a really good point.
Yeah. Like, when I go to Chicago, I'm like, oh my God, I miss the smell of, like, burning leaves.
See,
you know?
I think, you know what, now that you bring that up, I think that's truly why I loved it, is because I grew up in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There it is, nailed it. Well, for all of you out there who love the mountains, we have a smell for you.
So can you elaborate and tell our listeners what your other two businesses are and how you maybe got started in them or what led you to that passion?
Yes. So I have three businesses total. I have Colored by Liz, which is my hair business. And then I also run a jewelry business called Boho and Stone Apothecary, which originally had started out as not only jewelry, but also featured like body scrubs and bath bombs and, you know, hence the apothecary part. That will soon be changing. However, I also just recently ended up starting Ritual Beauty Professional, and she's my new love child. I love her. She's wonderful. She's full of, think of like the overcast kind of Washington style Oregon woods, kind of dark and alluring part, mm-hmm. whereas Boho is like really nice and bright. And you can find both of them on Instagram. And let's see, Ritual Beauty. I'm like, oh my God, how much stuff do I have? And then I start realizing I have way too much. I've got hair perfumes and face oils. I've got a massage oil coming out soon. I've got oil-based perfumes. Everything is naturally based and handmade. And it's going to just keep going and keep expanding. I mean, who knows what's going to happen?
See, I told you guys hair perfumes were a thing. I was totally talking about hair perfume the other day.
Oh, my God. Do I love her. She is I call her Salt Flats. It's my signature hair perfume, and I should have brought it. It's wonderful. It's got bergamot, ylang ylang. It's got a little bit of jasmine in it. We love jasmine.
Yes.
And it's got sea salt and all kinds of wonderful things. It just smells like summer, to be completely honest. And it's wonderful. It's all natural made, and I can't get enough of it. Wonderful. Spray it all day.
That's awesome.
Yes. And you also sell affirmation decks. that you
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes, yes, yes. I should have brought that, too. This is actually my... Notice how my voice got a lot louder. I was like, oh, I'm passionate about this one. I recently made an affirmation deck, and she's beautiful. I designed all the cards myself. Mm-hmm. I wrote all of the affirmations myself, and they are just... I love them so much. Like every single day I come into work and I'm able to pull a card and have that, you know, manifestation or affirmation for the day. And it really helps me center myself, and they have beautiful little illustrations on them, and they're really kind of set for everybody. They're not a, you know, they're more of a one size or not a one size fits all, but it's for every single person,
yeah.
You know, and it's, I still can't, it's one of those things where I'm like, I can't believe I made that. Like, I did it.
Where can we find it?
On my website, ritualbeautyprofessional.com.
Fantastic.
You can directly order from there, and there are 25 cards per deck, so you've got enough cards for almost the whole month, and there will be more decks coming soon.
Fantastic. And so, do you have a name for the first deck?
The first deck is just Ritual Beauty Affirmations. It's kind of our signature deck, so that one will always be there. I'm thinking I'm probably going to come out with a couple more different decks, just something that's, you know, specifically made for more of like a divine feminine, one that's a little bit more money driven, you know, certain things.
Yeah,
so people don't feel like they're overwhelmed with one large deck. Like if they really want to go for something that day, they have the option.
Fantastic.
So
since you made an affirmation deck, do you have a favorite affirmation that you use?
Oh my God, I have way too many. One that resonates with me recently is, my aura is pure. I really like that one. It's just very short and sweet and to the point, and it's very, it's just very innocent in itself, you know, like to just take a step back and remind yourself, like, my aura and who I am is just pure, and that could really mean anything. That one's one of my favorites, and then the other one is, I have another card that says, I am protected by the divine. I am surrounded with a white healing energy.
I love that one.
It's really nice.
Because that's, like, good to use when you're protecting yourself. Like,
absolutely.
Before, like, I would give a reading, I could mm-hmm. use that. I actually had a psychic tell me, like, I need to start protecting my energy more and to say something along those lines.
It's incredibly important. And I don't think we really realize enough that we need that extra little bit of help.
Yeah.
And the whole reason why I created the entire deck to begin with was I wanted to create things that were more accessible for those that wanted to start getting into, like, what I call the woo-woo, you know, and I wanted to create something that was more accessible without, you know, the everyday person feeling like they had to suddenly change their entire aesthetic. I wanted it to be able to kind of almost like slide into their DMs, you know, that they can incorporate it every day. And it didn't feel so, you know, committed in that sense. And really just kind of like slowly, gently kind of, you know, reawaken possibly, or even just get their foot in the door to start discovering more things.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to create something healing too. And mm-hmm. something that really, you know, you can take that morning, I don't know, that morning ritual. I mean, hence, you know, ritual beauty, but you know, those rituals that you do every day are super important, and having that deck to remind you of like how to go in that direction is incredible.
That's fantastic. When you're not running your empire, I like to call mine my empire. When you're not running your empire
I like that.
Do you have, what kind of hobbies do you enjoy doing outside of work that, you know, just is fun or that you enjoy?
For me, oh my goodness gracious. The thing about it is that I actually took one of my hobbies, and that was the jewelry making, and turned that into my business, which we're all guilty of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But outside of that, for hobbies, I honestly, anything that can put my bare feet on the earth, to be completely honest. Like, I love being able to just go out and explore and really just take, I mean, definitely not in Arizona, but I spend a lot of time in Utah as well, and anytime I'm up there, I'm barefoot and in the mountains. Like, I would call that a hobby, to be completely honest. Just being outside. For me, recently, though, a lot of what I would call hobbies for me is really setting aside time for self-care and whatever that looks like. So I've kind of almost turned self-care into a hobby. Which I think is so important. Mm-hmm. It's something that we really take for granted. It's one of the reasons why I actually did create Ritual Beauty, is I wanted people to realize that, you know, self-care is the absolute pillar and foundation of how we can really get through life. You know, it's so important, and whatever that looks like to you. Mm-hmm. For me, I like doing my own ritual work in the mornings. I like doing it really late at night. And, you know, I enjoy being able to express myself and be able to just relax and just take a fucking break. Yeah. And so if I, you know, put that time aside for it and really just, you know, enjoy, I don't know, even for me, like, you know, I enjoy making bath bombs. For me, I can make a weird one, I don't know, you know, and call it a hobby. But being outside and self-care is definitely my two hobbies right now.
Yeah. That kind of goes perfectly into the next question, which is...
Do you like how I did that?
Yeah. Like, what is your daily ritual? And what advice do you have for anyone looking to start a daily ritual?
Oh, I love this question. So, a really cool thing about being a hairstylist is I get this question all the time. I get a lot of clients that just really are struggling to find that, and they're really struggling to figure out how. And I always like to call myself the little, you know, hair witch. So it's like, I can color your hair and you can get some highlights, but I also have crystals, you know? Yeah. And so it's kind of nice. For me, probably my daily ritual that I find the most important is I don't know if I had told you this, but I think we do like the same thing. I can't remember though, but don't quote me on it. I know, we talk about like all this. I unplug in the morning. That's my biggest ritual, is I unplug. And I've been kind of shitty at it lately, but I really try. I'll be honest. I'm not perfect. But I unplug in the morning. I unplug and I do even if it's 2 minutes, I just meditate. And, you know, I don't meditate on anything specifically. I just am quiet. Mm-hmm. And that for me, even if it's just, you know, in the shower and I'm waiting for my conditioner, you know, I just take a moment and recenter myself and just allow myself to feel and allow myself to sit in that and allow myself to just refocus and reset myself. I usually will, before I do that, I'll go out into my living room and I kind of, you know, clean up my space, because Lord knows we're always messy for the night before. And I'll light an incense. I'll usually light a little bit of sage, kind of cleanse my, you know, area and whatnot, and then just sit. And just allow myself to be. So, how to get started in that, though, is daunting. I always encourage people to really start to do tasks on figuring out your intuition. I always tell them, start there. And that could mean anything. That could be, you know, just listening to your gut feeling and just really tuning into that. And what's funny is that your intuition will actually, you know, lead you into where you need to go. But a lot of us are so blocked with work and, you know, everything else that's going on that we don't have that little voice anymore. And so, honestly, I mean, I'm not just saying this, but, you know, cards are really great at learning how to use your intuition. But I really, in that meditative space, even just meditating for like that 2 minutes, you can really start to get yourself in tune with getting those little rituals done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. It could just be like something as simple as like pulling one card in the morning and that's it. That's still like a daily ritual.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
I think a lot of people, when they think of ritual, think like it has to be at least 10-minute process. Yeah.
I mean, mine might sound elaborate, but it's probably 30 seconds. Yeah. I light an incense and I'm like, cool, good to go. And then I just go on about my day. But, yeah. You know, it's, I think the most important part of it is keeping that mindset of knowing that, like, you know, recentering yourself. I think that's just honestly the most important.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. And what does magic mean to you?
Oh my God, everything. Everything. Oh my goodness. Oh my God, that's such a loaded question. That was the one where I was like, how do I answer this?
Or like, you can even, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, for me, I know, like, I feel like magic is, like, all around us and in all the things that we do and things. And
there's
like
a card on that, actually.
Yeah, is there a girl? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It says, magic flows through me.
Yeah.
That is one of my favorite cards, too. Magic.
It's more so, like, I think we started this question because the first time we interviewed someone, we were like, how did you get into magic? And then he was like, I don't consider myself, like, doing magic. Like,
I think it has such a negative connotation on it.
Yeah.
Like, an unnecessary negative connotation. Because, I mean, when we think of magic, we think of, like, you know, sorcery and wizards and, you know, and I'm not talking Harry Potter because Harry Potter's great. But, like, I'm talking, like, everybody thinks we're over in the corner, you know, trying to zap stuff. You know, it's like... You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, I just had this image of, like, in the corner over your bubble.
Yeah, it's like, I'm in the corner, like, with my cauldron, and someone walks by, and I'm like, you know? Like, the light shines on me, I'm like, no! You know? They think of, like, the Wizard of Oz, you know? My pretty! Like, and that's not really what it is. I think magic really kind of has its own connotation for everybody. For me, it really resonates with my own image of myself with my divine feminine energy for me. Mm-hmm. I can't stress it enough. Like, for me, it was that and just intuition. I mean, I lost 7 years of my life. I had to rely on this intuition, gut feeling of, like, I think I'm going in the right direction, but I have no idea, you know? And it was that intuition, that gut feeling that really led me in the direction I needed to go. So for me, I think that, and, you know, now that it comes to mind, I think honestly, for me personally, it also means getting in tune with, like, that, you know, not only that divine feminine energy, but also that, like that ancestral energy of, you know, obviously, I've never, you know, met these people personally, but it's like you have that gut feeling where you know who they are, you know, and it guides you through that. And I think that alone is pretty magical.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
I'm like, ooh, that was deep.
No, agreed. I went through a very rough time in my life, and I remember I used the experience to my advantage, and every time I wouldn't listen to my gut feeling, some shit show thing would happen, you know, like, and I was like, I should have listened to you, and, like,
it's funny how we noticed that.
Yeah, and the more I paid attention to, like, when I knew I was, what I felt was right, and friend, I didn't know at the time it was my intuition, you know, because I wasn't thinking in that mind frame, but I look back at it now, and I'm like, wow, that's amazing how powerful and what a suggestive it, you know, it can be, and, like, you have that feeling, go for it.
Absolutely.
And I agree with that, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She will protect you if you let her. Yes.
Or if you're ever, like, around someone and you're, like, get a bad feeling.
Oh, my God, us and bad vibes.
And then you, like, find out something about that person and you're like, I fucking told you.
Exactly.
I didn't know why.
Exactly. I get that all the time behind the chair. Oh, my God, I cannot stress it enough. I will meet people, and it's usually within probably the first, I think, 20 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're not going to work. You know, and it's just people will be like, why? They were so nice. I'm like, it's gut feeling.
Like, no, they were nice on the surface.
Yeah, but we can see that. But, yeah, no, ancestral work is incredibly important. It's something I'm constantly trying to discover and constantly trying to tune into. And it's difficult, but it's super powerful. No, I mean, I think it's good. I've been really struggling when I first got into everything with, like, you know, hiding.
Yeah.
And I think a lot of us do. I think a lot of us hide. And again, with that whole, you know, post-child hot topic thing, it's like we appear a certain way, but we all express it differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can essentially in our world, you know, quote, look normal and still practice. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to, like I said before, buy into this whole, like, aesthetic in order to be that.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, you can incorporate it in everything in your life. Like, who says you have to look or act a certain way? And I think that definitely needs to be talked about more.
But sometimes it's fun, like, shocking people, though.
Like, oh, I love it. It's great. Like, that's why I'm like, brace yourself.
I was, like, at dinner with my family, and
oh, my whole family knows.
Temple hat, because I've been with them. And my uncle's like, oh, my God, your hat's so cool. Where'd you get it? I'm like, the Satanic Temple. And he's like,
oh, well.
Okay. And I was like,
And I was at my family's house this weekend, actually, and it was so funny because, I mean, when I got married back in October, like, my husband and I had a totally, like, witchcraft-inspired wedding. I mean, we had spell jars that we both made together and put out on every single table. We had tarot cards as the party favors. Like, each person, when you sat down, you had a specific card, and it was all random, so it was like you sat where you felt like you were called. We had, you know, all kinds of stuff. And for us, it's funny because we invited our entire family, and some of them are Mormon. So it was really interesting to be, like, the first time ever even presented, like, you know, as a couple to the family. And it was like, oh, and by the way, this is what our household is. You know, we got a lot of mixed messages from it. But, I mean, it was really cool. We got nothing negative. And that was really nice. But this weekend, I was at our family's house, and my uncle-in-law, he looks at me, and he's like, oh, yeah, I mean, we all know you're weird. And I was just like, you know, well, I mean, you're not lying, but it's fine. So it's kind of nice to, like, be out in the open, but at the same time, like, people do respect the fact that, you know, when they look at it as, like, okay, that's your religion, they kind of leave it alone. Mm-hmm. But... we don't really talk about it. I don't know why we don't really talk about it. It's the same as anything else.
I feel like it's getting better now, though.
Oh, honestly, yeah.
With, like, a lot of things. Like, it's not as weird to, like, talk about it in public or with other people.
Well, without getting the TikTok, you know, witch talk content or, you know, reputation.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, your girlfriend's a witch? Like... That always makes me laugh so hard. It's like, well, you know, or the, oh, God, the thing that I keep hearing now, and people keep sending me these freaking TikToks, and it's so funny, the ones where they're like, if she asks you what your birthday is, run.
I've never seen that one.
I'm like, listen.
Have you seen it's very important. Of the guy, and it's like he's talking to someone else, and he's like, when someone asks you what you did this weekend, but you're married to a witch, and he's like, well, we just
oh my God, I love those.
Yes. Yes, it's so fucking funny.
Like, that's my husband.
He's like, except I don't know why we had to watch him separately, but we, you know.
She asked me to put him outside. I mean, I don't know why. I mean, well, not going to lie, we did have that monsoon a couple weeks ago, and my ass was totally outside with a giant mixing bowl, getting as much water as I could. So, meanwhile, my husband was like, what are you doing? I'm like, don't ask.
No, one of my neighbors caught me. I was cleansing my front door because I've been moving things in and out of my space, and I like to...
I'm about to do that, too. I'm about to move.
And I love,
I'm like, the house is coming apart.
Yeah, and I love to cleanse my front door. It's like just with the threshold cleansing, and it just, like,
incredibly important.
Yes. And so I'm, like, out there, and I like to blow on my sage sticks instead of, like, I mean, I use a feather during certain rituals, a fan. But
see, but I feel like that's so powerful.
The breath is so, so powerful.
Absolutely.
And I'm, like, bent half over, and I have my smudge stick, I'm all... I mean, like, that's the noise I always think when, like, I hear it, and it's, like, blowing all over my front door. And all
harnessing
sudden, like,
the elements just, of the wind.
You feel someone just, like, staring at you, and all of a sudden, like, I just slowly turn around, and this lady's dog is, like, pooping, and she's just staring at me, like...
She's like, what the hell?
What is this girl doing over here? And I was like, hi, good morning, and I, like...
She's all over.
And I walk back in the house, and she just,
you,
like,
should have started, like, chanting.
And just start dancing, sprinkling just salt everywhere. Just be like the salt man out there, just like,
oh my God. Oh, but it was
blowing
so
cinnamon on everyone.
It was so great. The look on her face was just like, she looks so just like, oh my God, what is this chick doing? And I'm like, I was having the best day ever too. And I'm just like, back in the house.
See, but that's so freaking cool. Cause I feel like when I first started practicing, I was doing things like that. And then somebody would see me and I'd, like, run, you know, or someone would come over to my house and I'd hide everything. Like, I only recently stopped doing that. And I'm so freaking happy that I did. Because, like, you know, you shouldn't have to hide and you shouldn't have to, you know, not show people. And I mean, half the shit we do is, like, people think is ridiculous anyway. So I mean, you know, like, I'm sorry, but blowing cinnamon at my front door, I want that money. Like, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know,
people think you're crazy, just let them think that.
Yeah, it's fine. I mean, you know,
Yeah, like, whatever. Well, I think the people who are really interested will then be like, hey, what are you doing? I'm curious
so
about that.
So many, you know, of my friends. Like, I feel like I'm their little neighborhood, like, go-to witch. Like, they ask me for everything, especially my clients, and it's so cute. They will literally be like, okay, I have this issue, and I need something. What crystal do you think? And I'm just like, you need this one. And they'll just get crystals from me. I'm like, you guys could just go to the crystal store. Like, you really could. But it's kind of cute.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm, like, making little jars for him and everything. And it's wonderful. I love the life we live.
Yes.
Yeah. It is sad, though. Like, when I first started my Instagram, I had so many people message me. And they were like, what do I do if I don't want anyone to know, but I'm interested in practicing? And I was like, that's so sad. But, like, I mean, digital books. You know, that's what I would always tell people, like, online. Do stuff online.
Audible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Audible, audiobooks, all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, I did that for a long time, too, where I would just, you know, because I go back and forth to Utah, so I'd be on the plane, you know, minding my own business, and no one knows that I'm learning how to be, you know, use psychic abilities,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm like, yeah. Heh, you know, mm-hmm. like, no one knows. But actually, something about that, though, that I don't know, maybe someone out there would think that this is really cool, but I used to make I'd find a little tin, right? And I know we all kind of do this, but for anyone out there who's a super, super beginner or just even thinking about it, make a little mini altar and just take it with you. No one has to know. Put it in an Altoids can.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no one's got it. No one has to know.
Yeah. Have you seen the new craft?
I have.
Okay, you know the box that they
Yes.
Oh, my God. I have a caboodle, and I'm so doing that.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I have three different boxes in my house that I take with me, and I have my large one that I'm like, okay, if I'm going to actually do work, I'll take it with me. I've got a medium-sized one for, like, if I'm going to, like, some sort of event or something, mm-hmm. and then I have a little mini one that's, like, if I have a smaller suitcase and I can't take everything. And it's, like, people don't realize you know, how important it is that to us, that is everything, mm-hmm. you know, not just having the little altar, but, like, you know, having the symbolisms of everything, you know, like, you know, to everybody else, it's like, oh, that's weird. Why do you have a bone? You know? And to us, we're like, listen, you know? And yeah. I thought it was so cool when I first discovered it, cause I'd be like on audiobooks and stuff, but then I had like my little secret Altoids can, you know, and mm-hmm. that honestly helped me a lot.
Yeah. I think that's, like, great advice for beginners, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's something Absolutely. You can, like, keep with you and no one would know.
Well, it's so easy. Get a little jar of white salt, right? Get another little jar. Take your white salt and mix a little bit of it with the ashes of your incense. Oh, my God, black salt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? You have protection, and then you have more protection. Get something of the earth. There's your earth element. You know, have a little bottle of moon water or sun water. There's your water element. You know, and you have all these little things that you can get around, and it's mm-hmm. like you have all of your elements, you have all of your things, and you can do so much with it,
mm-hmm.
you yeah. know, and no one realizes, and it's like, and it's in a little can, and it's so cute.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah. So to close every episode, we always ask, what's something magical that happened to you this week?
Oh my goodness, this week? Oh. This week.
I mean, it can be something, like, kind or uplifting. It doesn't have to be, like, specifically
you know,
magic.
I think it happened this morning. I had a client who, I just did her hair this morning, actually, a couple hours ago. And she actually went through a really bad accident a couple years ago. Similar injury that I had, but unfortunately, she was left with ongoing seizures.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awful. I mean, we're talking, like, broke her entire jaw. Like, she ended up just essentially was one step away from smashing her head in. And as gruesome as that sounds, she's had a lot of neurological issues. She's having a lot of hard time right now with regulating her emotions and whatnot. And I'm not going to give her name, but I love this woman. She's wonderful, great human being. And you know, you never really know the power you have behind the actions that you do until you see them, like, right in front of you. And I did her hair, and, you know, to me, I'm like, oh, yeah, it's just everyday color, you know? I'm just creating a cop or whatever. I turn her around, and she's, you know, hasn't had her hair done in, like, 6 months, okay? She's super faded out. She just got braces because she's having to restructure her jaw and her teeth back. Mm-hmm. Like, she feels, she had told me a couple different times that she felt super unattractive, which is sad, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you're a beautiful woman. I don't know why you would ever feel that way. And she starts, she just started crying. Like, I turned her around and she saw her. She started crying.
Yeah.
And, you know, I, of course, I'm like, oh, my God, stop crying. You know, what's going on? You know, but then I saw it in her eyes and was like, oh, she sees herself again, mm-hmm. you know. And I just gave her a really big hug, and she was like, and I get this a lot. She goes, you really know how to work magic. And that alone is probably the main reason why I do what I do behind the chair.
Yeah, you know? I think that's really true, though, you know.
Hair witch.
Yeah.
You know? Sometimes. It depends on the day.
No, there is something really satisfying about helping someone
absolutely
see themselves in a, such a way that makes them feel so good about themselves. And it's very, I don't know, humbling. And
yeah.
Super oh, just like, God, yeah. Oh, just almost like a proud mom moment. You're like, oh my gosh,
my look babies, at you. My look hair. You. I call them my hair babies. Yes, yeah. You know,
fly, be free.
Yeah, yeah. I watch them walk out, and I'm like, you're beautiful. Slay the day.
Yes,
you know.
Yes,
and
love it.
It's wonderful. I love my job. Like, I definitely have had, you know, work life balance issues in the past, but recently discovering that self care and everything that I've been doing, it really made me fall in love with my job again. And being able to, and it's always a cliche thing, like, why'd you become a hairstylist? Because I like making people feel good. Like, it's a cliche thing. But for me, it just goes so much deeper. Like, I love being able to see it touch them on a soul level. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you go to your hairstylist and you're there for your wedding. You're there for a funeral. You're there for a baby being born. Like, we're there at every single important milestone in your life, whether it's something little or something big. And unfortunately for my clients, I can also, you know, tap into that. So if they're just there for an everyday, I'm like, let's talk, you know?
Yeah.
And it's really, really awesome to see my clients come full circle and be able to feel comfortable enough to express themselves like that. And for her to cry was just, I'm glad that I was able to, with such a simple task for me, to be able to make her feel that good.
Yeah. Well, I think that's beautiful.
Thanks.
thanks so much for joining us today.
Appreciate it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. You guys got to hear me ramble. It was great.
Well, I think everyone learned a lot about you, and I think everyone probably wants you to do their hair.
No, I would love it. I'm here until October, so hit me up.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Thank you.